Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's TAN Talk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connection.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Whoa, 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 whoa. This is not Hollywood Connections. It's the Man Cave Show. Merry Christmas. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, obviously, I'm not Dawn Reese. She is my sister.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Your voice got a little deep, Dawn. It got a little deep.
It got real deep there.
Right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I love her. She's my sister, and she's actually the one who got all this started. She saw something that she wanted to put on the air. We have a great show today coming on. We have John with us. Bird is actually picking Dawn up from the airport. She was off on one of her other fun jaunts. She went to Phoenix.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she went to see her kids out there for Christmas.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, got to spend some time. She went up to Prescott, I know, and you know, I think she got to see some snow, too. So, you know, she had a good time. I wanted to take a couple of seconds to thank a few people this morning. First, we're going to do MyPillow. Now, MyPillow, I have one that actually was given by Dawn and Bert to me, and it's a really hard thing to keep on your bed. One of the problems is the kids always want to sleep with my pillow. And if it's not in my bed, it's on the floor in front of the TV. If it's not in the floor in front of the TV, it's in their bed. But it's a very comfortable pillow. I do sleep a lot better with it. You can go to the Dawn, you can go to mypillow.com, and the code word is Hollywood. But you can talk about, or you can order a pillow for yourself. A little late for Christmas present, but it's still a great thing to get. Also, we want to thank Troy Yarborough. Troy Yarborough is with SetUpMySolar.com. Troy was supposed to be here. Unfortunately, today he had some family illnesses and he couldn't get away. But he will be coming back on the show soon. We're going to talk more about solar and how it makes sense to have it, especially at no out-of-pocket cost and things. So, Troy.
Yeah, and in the meantime, anybody out there listening, go ahead and go to setupmysolar.com and check out the website. It will take you from A to Z about the solar industry and how it can benefit you and your family and reducing your electric cost and actually eliminating your electric cost and how you can take advantage of those tax credits and save about 30% right up front off of the cost of going solar.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it during the summertime. My electric bill is $580 one month.
Well, that's because you're an audiophile and a moviephile and any other type of electronic gadget that you can possibly put into a home. I'm sure you got it.
Okay, I like my movie theater.
Your movie theater is pretty bad.
Yeah.
I can't say the rest, but yes.
It's lots of fun. And, you know, well, I mean, nowadays, it's not that I live in fear not to go to a movie, guys, that I have a movie theater at my house. Is because I don't want to drive anywhere. I don't want to drive to a theater. I don't want to fight traffic. I do it all day long as I go around and I fix alarms and cameras and home theaters and things like that. I'm in my car. I put on more miles than a truck driver in the course of a day, and I have to still do jobs in between. And nothing against truck drivers. My dad was. My brother was. God bless them. There they are, the heartbeat of America. But when I come home, I just want to sit. And I don't want to think about work. I want to lose myself in a movie, or I want to lose myself watching football, or I want to lose myself watching the races. The races, by the way, are
crazy. Oh, I can only imagine that in that movie theater.
We have guests from out of town. Matter of fact, Howard is going to be one of our guests today. This is going to be an interesting topic when we get to that a little bit later. Howard is has two organ transplants that he had done. He lived through it. He wouldn't have lived if he didn't do it, you know. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about that as in men's health, because I mean, we really got to take care of ourselves, and I want to know stuff like how he you know, found out about it, how he right. felt when he bought it. But we're going to get to that point. We have Kimmy with us tonight.
Kimmy the Elf.
Yeah, Kimmy. Now, this is the
very festive.
Yes, Kimmy the Elf. She's actually one of my beach kids. My daughter's best friend, I would say, by far. She basically grew up at our house. And it's Howard's daughter at the same time. But she's going to be talking a little bit about what is the name of the company that you work with?
Well, I can't really mention the company, but I'll be talking a lot about women's health and some bedroom products. I'm more of a love guru than anything.
Yeah.
Oh.
When you have kids and your kids and these kids grow up with your house and they talk about certain issues.
When she just said that,
there's a couple buzzwords that came to mind.
His hair turned gray. And you were thinking the same thing about your daughter. Your hair was turning gray.
Yeah, my daughter. My daughter gave me some great news today, and I can't share it because it is absolutely incredible news. And I just don't know if she'd want me to talk about it on the air. But she got one of the best presents today that I think she could possibly ever get. I'm super impressed. But you know, it's my daughter and she's my treasure, and I will always be impressed with everything she does. She has a store opening right here on Drew down the way, and she's going to sell art, she's going to sell water pipes, things like that. But she's opening that real soon.
Oh, glass art.
Glass
art that hangs on the wall. Yeah, that's awesome.
I went and put the cameras in and stuff for her.
Oh, great.
And I put the alarm in there for her, so she's going to be, you know, well protected. And by the way, the company I work for, guys, is Secure Pro in Tampa. It's a great group of guys to work with. They're licensed contractors. If you want TVs hung in your house, okay, if you want your alarm system to work and you want a company that isn't going to sell the paper tomorrow, okay, that will call you back, that will handle the problems, a professional company. I mean, these are some of the top techs on the planet that I know. One, in the AV world, he's what I am to alarms. His name is Aaron. Great guy. But he's the guy that can do the home automations, the different systems that are there for that. He puts the racks in and more of it. I'm more of a go-between to everything. I fix everything. I'm a real busy guy. But these guys, have them do the work. There's a guy named Scott Bauer. He also is one of the partners in Moose and Scooter's Barbecue, which we talked about before, and we've had the sauce.
Delicious.
And it is really, really good. And they are going to be coming sometime in the next few months to the show. This show will be going more regular in January, by the way, guys.
He talked a little smack about how he was going to show us how to do a one-pole rib cleaning.
And what was the other one? The Cajun shrimp?
The coleslaw
Is it coleslaw? No, a potato salad, isn't it?
Something, yeah. It was one of those types of salads. I'm ready to try it.
Yeah, well, so am I. Hey, by the way, let's talk about lasagna for a second.
Oh, man. Been prepping all day. I'm excited about tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah, it's a family tradition. My grandmother, as far as I can remember, every Christmas Eve, we had seafood lasagna. It has a little bit of scallop, shrimp, crab claw meat in it, and doing it a little bit different, doing it in a different technique this year so I can speed up the process, because usually it takes all day to cook and then you got to let it rest half a day so it holds up. But changing it up a little bit, and it should be quite tasty, if I do say so myself. I taste it as I cook today, and I'm a little full, but it's been very, you know, it's a good way to honor my grandmother because she's the one who taught me how to cook growing up. And anybody who's out there listening, the best way to, you know, tell your family you love them is to cook for them, you know?
Well, you know, we've talked about that before, about cooking with love. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that stick, in my opinion, in traditions of the holidays are the family cookings that, you know, I'm making my dad's ham. Well, I actually don't make my dad's ham. I remembered my dad's ingredients for his ham recipe.
Right.
Okay. And I, his turkey and his stuffing, I got that down. I mean, I could do that blindfolded. But the ham, I knew the ingredients. I didn't know the amounts.
Right.
So I goofed it up real bad, and it came out really, really, really good. It says 99.999% of the people that's ever had it. I think I've had one that said it's too sweet.
Okay. Well, but, they're not invited back next year.
Now, it is served in a couple of five-star restaurants because one of my daughter's friends is a five-star chef.
Oh, fantastic.
And she did ask me if she could use it as a signature dish, and I said that was fine. So, yeah, it's a good ham.
And right on.
Sooner or later, you're going to get some.
Well, I mean, I don't plan on going anywhere, so one of these days I'll be fortunate enough to stumble into your backyard and get some of that ham.
Well, here, because you live in Clearwater and I live in Clearwater, because I know that because it didn't take you long to get from my house to your house on the last barbecue.
No, it's about 5 minutes.
Yeah, but here's the deal. I'll cut you a deal. I will save you one spot, a ham sandwich.
Okay.
Okay, and the roll, but you got to get it soon because the rolls, you know how rolls
are. Yeah.
But I will swap you.
Okay.
A one ham sandwich for one square of lasagna.
Oh, I got that deal, man. All right. I'm in on that.
We'll do that right after Christmas. You stop by the house or I'll come get it.
Come get it on Tuesday.
All right, I'll come get it on Tuesday. I'll bring you the sandwich and then we'll do that. So
okay. Fantastic.
Guys, you're making me hungry, so I gotta change the subject here. We got your guest on the line here. Oh, right on.
How you doing tonight? By the way, this is JB Ball, correct?
Yes. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, dude, I watched your stuff today. I want to thank you, but I had to change shirts because I actually spit milk out of my nose today. I did. But we were watching your stuff today. JB Ball is going to be at Side Splitter Comedy Club tonight. Side Splitters is an awesome place, by the way. I went and saw Tom Cotter over there when we was there. Saw Piff the Magic Dragon over there. And it's a great place to go and really have a fun night out with the wife and laugh. I mean, right now, like, this is Christmas. A lot of people have a hard time laughing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and but, man, your stuff is really funny. And I was listening to the mixtape one, and I was thinking, you know, my Spotify list isn't much different than a mixtape list, by the way.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's the same general idea of just, like, mixing music, right? And just, like, random stuff pops up.
Yeah, but, you know, I think it's okay because I'm not making a mixtape. I think just because I have a Spotify list, I don't think that's kind of nerdy because I really have cool music on it. So, otherwise, now how long are you in town? Where are you going next? What you doing?
This is my last show. My last three shows are tonight here at Side Splitters. I'm about to get on stage here in a second.
Oh, dang, because usually if you did a Sunday show, we'd send people your way as much as we could.
Yeah, but, yeah, with the holiday, we're not going to do a Sunday show this time, so.
Yeah, I understand, are you going to family? What you doing?
Yeah, I'm probably just going to hang with my dad. I'm moving away to L.A. pretty soon, so, like, this is probably the last time I'll see my dad for a while.
Yeah, I understand that. I lived in L.A. for a while. I lived in Ofelatahera. It was a nice place to live. You know, you're going to have a good time. By the way, the person who usually does this show is Dawn Reese. If you ever get a chance, it's syndicated in 47 cities across the country. Dawn is a person you really, she's good to help you promote and things like that. She's not a promoter, but she helps people. She does Hollywood Connections. And she has, like, a lot of producers and actors and actresses on the show all the time, really well-known people. You know, she just tries to make connections for people. And, you know, I saw some of your stuff, and I could see you really easy doing, like, you know, a TV sitcom, or I could see you doing, you know, movies really easy. I mean, you have a good look, too.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Everybody keeps telling me that. I feel like everybody's hitting on me, but no one wants to sleep with me. I don't understand.
Well,
I'm joking. I'm messing with you.
It's better than me. I mean, I get told I got a face for radio all the time, so.
Well, and that's why you're on the radio.
But, fantastic. It worked out. Everything came around. Full circle.
But yeah, so that's the hope. Like, I'm moving to LA. I'm going to be doing a ton of auditions, this, that, and the third. So hopefully I will get to do that sitcom or a couple movies or something like that. That's the goal.
Look up Dawn Reese, and if you get a shot, you can YouTube her, you can Facebook her, and she will actually point you in some really good directions that would help you, I promise. She's real talented when it comes to that. Do you have family besides your dad at all? No kids, no nothing?
No kids. I'm solo, man. Just my dad and my mom. They're both divorced. They live separate in different places. So I'm really close to my dad. He's the one who raised me.
Yeah, I was close to my parents, too. And I'll tell you, treasure every second you got with every holiday and learn every recipe they have. Because, you only get one shot at learning them. And if you don't know them, learn as much family history as you can while they're still around. If I were to give you any advice, man, especially during the holidays, get all that down. Get videotapes as I'm telling you a story or telling the kids' story, you know, family stories or anything. Get it while you can. So otherwise, so you're going to be – when are you coming back into town?
I honestly don't know, man. This is the last time I'm here until to be determined. Like, it used to be like I'd be on the road all the time, but I'd come here at least 3 times a year.
Yeah.
And now that I'm making the move to L.A., we'll see, because I don't know what my work schedule will be. If I get picked up by a show, that's going to affect my my touring schedule. So we'll see.
Well, you know, they shoot a lot of movies out here, and I think we're going to be seeing you around. If you're ever in town and you want to come on the show, just make the call. Say, hey, you know, I want to be on the Man Cave show. After every show, if you ever do it earlier, and we're going to have a different time slot real soon after the first of the year. It's a little more convenient for you guys, like if you want to come hang out. We always do barbecues and stuff during the show. We're not today because of the holidays. But we always have barbecues, and you're more than welcome to come and just enjoy something that's not a motel room or not whatever, and home cooking. And we're all Southern barbecue guys. I mean, we can cook. So if you ever do the invite, you know, say, hey, I want to hit that Man Cave show. Don't forget it. And like I said, contact Dawn. How long do we got with you before you go on?
I need to go right
now. All right.
Now.
Okay, guys, look him up on YouTube. Look him up. Do you have a Facebook real quick?
It's JB Ball.
Okay, JB, awesome to talk to you. Everybody, look him up when you can, and when he comes to town, come see him. Thank you, JB.
Thanks, guys.
All right, brother, knock him dead.
Take care.
All right, yeah, that was, he's pretty funny, man. He did a couple of skits, YouTube him. I guarantee it, don't be drinking milk when you do, because it's going to come out your nose.
Right on.
We have, also, I wanted to talk a little bit about, I want to give the number, sorry, for Secure Pro. We were talking about that earlier. If you want to ever call and, even get a quote, Scott is one of the guys you talk to, or Dave. They will give you quotes. They will really help you out. Great company to work for. Great guys. They're going to take care of the problems. They're going to answer your calls. We can take over existing systems. We can upgrade systems. You know, a lot of times using the same wiring and stuff like that, so we don't have to drill more holes in your house. So the number for them is, and it's Secure Pro in Tampa, 813-381-3861. We also have John real quick. And John, you know, we've talked about this before.
Right.
And we're going to sell the dream.
Sell it.
Because we're good at it.
Absolutely.
John does the backyard kitchens, okay?
Yeah. And more. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say because, like I said, we were talking about that house. I was at a house couple of days ago, yesterday,
mm-hmm.
And we hung 7 TVs in this house, and the house is absolutely gorgeous. I'm going to tell you, I like my house, but this is like 20 of my houses. All right, go ahead. What do we got?
Yes, so we got the host of the Hollywood Connections,
right.
Dawn Reese.
Hey guys, I'm hearing you on the radio. I just flew from Allegiant Air. I love that. It's a direct flight to, you know, back from Phoenix to St. Petersburg. But Tommy, this is so funny. This morning, I got up. I was at the Sheraton, And I got up. I'm so proud of myself to say, oh, my sons don't have to drive me to the airport. I'm going to take the shuttle to the Phoenix airport. And I would get there, and the guy can't find an airline. And he goes, wait, let me ask. He goes, oh, no, you're at the Mesa Gateway. That's another airport. I'm like, are you kidding me? My husband's texting me going, don't miss your flight. So I call my son up. I'm like, honey, get back to the hotel. And he was, like, nearby. I need to go to another airport about a half hour away. So I didn't miss my flight. But I heard you were laughing, Tommy.
Well, you have to understand, at the time, I was tightening down the alternator in the boat. And I hear Bert say, you went to the wrong airport, Don.
I did, but I want to tell you, I want to thank, and just I'll keep you just for a second. I want to thank Ponderosa Stables, and they have a friend that has a big yacht down at the marina. We're going to get together. We talked, and it's really an awesome, you know, handshake that I met with these people. But we went for an amazing horseback ride in the mountains, and Ponderosa Stables out there, they, you know, at the end of the ride, the cowboy ended up blessing everybody, and everybody did the sign of the cross. That meant so much to me. And yeah. I've never seen that on a trail ride, and it was just so peaceful. And they were amazing to us. And then we went to Rawhide, and I saw my grandson, and it was 32 degrees in Prescott. 32. It's like fur.
Yeah, but anyways, didn't you get some flurries, too? You got to see some snow?
Not yet. No, it was very cold. We just went up to pick them up and drove back. But just to see my sons, Rick and Nick, and with them and just, you know, pray with them. And I'll tell you, it was very spiritual for me. And, you know, it was such a blessing that my husband, you know, helped me with this trip. And, you know, I want to thank you for taking over the show because I couldn't be there. I just got home. So, but I want to thank you for taking that over, Tommy.
Well, you know, and thank you, John, for coming.
Right.
I didn't know that Bert wasn't going to be here. I didn't figure it out, but, you know, I am blonde. Until he said it today, and he's like, yeah, I got to pick up Dawn at that time. And I'm like, you mean I'm doing this show by myself? You know? I didn't really have any guests lined up and stuff. But
I wasn't going to let you do the Man Cave Christmas edition without me.
Yeah, well, you know, I just didn't have anybody, you know, planned. And then I have some really, Dawn, I have some really cool news about some people who are going to come on the Man Cave show when it's ready. But I'll tell you about that tonight after the show.
Yes, and I, you know what? I want to say something. It's really cool. Somebody's looking for a job. You know, my friend Beatrice, she was my roommate back in the days for Allegiant. Long story. But they are getting a training base, I heard, in Stanford. These are turnarounds for people that want to be flight attendants, and they're hiring like crazy pretty soon. And the pay is pretty decent, you know. So if there's somebody out there that's looking for a job, I would go to Allegiant Air and check them out. It's just very impressive. And I'll tell you, I've never flown the airline before. It's a cheaper flight. You pay for your seat and your luggage. But the crew was more amazing than I've had in any other flight. So I just wanted to give a shout out to that. But it was really fun. But Tommy, I'll let you go back to the show. My dogs are jumping on me.
Well, they're glad you're home. You're home. I do want to talk to you, too, to see if we're going to hit some sailing, if we have the boat running tomorrow, if we're going to do that in the next couple of days. But I'll talk to you about that later because I'd really like to get the boat out. But all right. So we're going to go back to the show. Thanks, Dawn, for calling. Miss you.
Oh, no problem. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'll be back on the air next week. We have a special guest from Ponderosa Stables. It's going to be a really good show. All right. God bless everybody. Merry Christmas.
Right.
Oh, the promo code to MyPillow is also Beach, BEACH.
It is Beach.
Thank you for supporting the show.
Well, somebody texted me it was Hollywood.
Oh, that's okay. It's Beach. That's another promo code for something else.
All right.
All right. Bye, Peter. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Dawn.
Merry Christmas, Dawn. I'll see you. All right. Yeah, Dawn's a trip.
Yeah. Can't believe she went to the wrong airport.
I can't. I love her. All right. So, sorry, Dawn throws me off occasionally.
All right. We were talking about outdoor kitchens and building the dream.
Yeah, let's do that for a second.
Now, yeah.
I don't know if you guys have ever seen this. And if you ever got to see how pretty they really are and how nice they really are. But I was talking about the house that I was at, and they had this outdoor kitchen in the back. We put a TV there, too, by the way. And, it's one of those that you walk in the backyard, and you're just, oh. You know, you walk in, you see the fire pit, and they had the fire pit.
Oh yeah.
They had the grill. They had, you know, the grill that when you open it, you go, you know, that one. Because it's real steel and it's real quality and
good thick heavy gauge steel.
Granite countertops and there's cabinets and there's they have the gas tank on the side, you know, that's hidden in the side that has the big gas tank too.
Nice.
And the pool had caves with the red lights underneath.
Oh,
the
nice grottos and everything. Okay. Yeah.
And but it was just a gorgeous house. But I mean, when you walk into a backyard and you see that kitchen, and you know, that's just an awesome thing to have. And we talked about this before too, and I know we have in the summertime when you're cooking in your house and the air's on, and that you get all the heat from the oven and the stove's cooking. When you can go outside and you can turn on your grill and you don't have to have that heat in the house and you can jump in the pool, you know, it's just, you know, it's just an awesome, awesome thing. It just adds a whole nother world.
Right. You can literally, one of the great things that I enjoy doing with our clients is that upfront interview when we're talking about where they've been on vacation and really trying to capture their favorite moment of another place or a resort that they've been to and really trying to capture everything that they had. I get their picture, their photo album out, and we go over some of the things and I'm able to design that backyard. So when they walk out the slider or their French doors into their backyard or pool deck, it's like they're walking back into their favorite memory of going on vacation, and they get to escape from reality for a little while, more so than just having an outdoor kitchen. They just have that resort style life, the resort lifestyle in their backyard where they can just escape. You come home, you have a hard day work, you don't want to deal with anything, and you just go outside, go to your outdoor wet bar kitchen, make yourself a drink, and just relax. And you kind of just disappear for a moment and don't even realize where you are. And that's, you know, what I like. And that's what I enjoy doing for people is creating those spaces.
You know, one thing that I kind of realized with this, too, is, you know, for the price of a good vacation, I mean a really good vacation.
Right.
That you're going to go for a week or 2 weeks and you're going to Europe and you're going to tour and you're going to do this and that. But then you come home and you're the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. If you took the money from a really good vacation, instead of taking that vacation and made your own home a vacation.
Right, absolutely.
You know, and that way you could just have fun and relax. I mean, at home. And but for what you would do there, you'd get it every day for as long as you own that house.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of people are going on vacation to the Bahamas, and you are in the Caribbean. I mean, Florida is as far south as you can go in the United States, and you have coastal property up and down the entire state. We got more coastline than the state of California and the state of Florida, and it is just, why go on vacation? Why spend all that money to go someplace that's beautiful? Why don't you make your backyard beautiful, your home beautiful, so you can staycation and enjoy your backyard? And then, you know, worst case scenario, down the road you move out, your home's worth more, it'll sell for quicker and for more than the house next to you. It's just it's a good investment.
What kind of profit or value could it add to a house? So give me an average. Like, let's say I spent, you know, did a medium kind of kitchen.
If you do a small kitchen, I mean, where I work, we don't really promote that it's going to add, like, say you spend $15,000, you're going to get $45,000 back. You can charge that much more for your home. It's more of a, you're not doing it as a, you know, flip type project. It's not an investment in that type of mindset, but it is more of an investment for your quality of life in your backyard, and you get to enjoy it. And then when you leave, you can charge, you know, basically you can tack on the cost of the build to the home, if not just a little bit more. And the other key point to it is, you know, as the market shifts and it slows down a little bit, where we're, you know, in a very good market right now and houses are going for a lot higher than they were a few years ago, what it's going to do is it's going to make your house stand out in the crowd of other homes because you have a finished backyard living space where other homes are just a pool deck and some grass. You're going to have you could have an outdoor kitchen, a wet bar, you know, fire features on your pool. We can do fireplaces with built-in entertainment centers, pergola. I mean, we can go to any extreme that you want to go to with the backyard living spaces.
You know, it's like that commercial. You see that commercial that they have out where the guy, they walk through the house and like, this is cool. And he moves the book on the bookshelf and it opens up and it's well, kind of like my movie theater.
Yeah.
But, and it's like, the guy's like, sold. You know? It's the same with the barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
When you walk into a backyard like these, okay, and you want to go with, A, you want to go with a licensed contractor, okay?
100%.
100%. Because, you know, a lot of people will promise some stuff and just take your money and run. So you want to go with a licensed contractor. Contractors keep you protected, okay? That's their job. And it gives you somebody to go to as a complaint. So if something goes wrong or somebody gets hurt, whatever, you're protected. Now back to the kitchen.
Yes.
when you walk into a kitchen like that and you walk into a backyard and you're just like, do I want to buy this house? And then you walk into the backyard and you're like, and it's like, boom.
I have to buy this house.
And you're like, oh, man. Oh, man. I imagine the parties I could have out here.
Oh,
I mean, that's the first thing that I always thought of every time. Could you imagine what I could do out here?
Right.
You know, well, and but that's what the whole backyard kitchen thing is about. I mean, it just it's actually money saving for your air conditioning in the summertime. It's fun. If you have a pool in the backyard, you can grill. You can jump in the pool. You can jump back out when you get hot.
Right.
I've seen, you know, we like I said, we do the sound systems out there for them. You know, I've seen, like, I know you have another friend that does the mosquitoes and.
Yeah, we got the mosquito repellents. And one of the things we didn't mention earlier, and I apologize, we got Brad Blanton here from Suncoast Roofing. He's one of our guests. If we have time, we'll get to him. He might end up like, what's his face on Jimmy Kimmel? I can't even think of his name right now.
We'll give him the last five seconds.
But yeah, I mean, and he's a good partner. He builds our roof structures. You know, he comes out there. He puts structures over these outdoor kitchens for us sometimes. And you really get you don't have to heat up the house, you know, and that's exactly what you were just talking about. And today we were out and we were doing the lasagna prep and we're boiling water and we're doing the sauce and we got the oven going. Well, my house wasn't 100 degrees on the inside because I actually have a full restaurant-style kitchen on the outside. Propane powered, where all of that heat was being produced outside and my home was still comfortable on the inside. And that's the same thing here. If you're a griller or you wish you had the space outside to cook more, we cook about 2 to 3 nights a week outside, and it's easy, it's quick, and you know, you're getting good wholesome food, you're getting clean food because you're not cooking it in a bunch of fat, it's dripping off, and you get to reduce your electric bill, because I know my house spikes from about 70 degrees with the AC on to when I got the oven going, it's about 85 degrees in my house, and then it takes about overnight to get it cooled back off. And your AC's running the entire time, and that just means the meter's spinning.
Yeah, and you get to do something that you love to do. I mean, I love to cook outside. I mean, tonight I'm going to go home and do a bonfire. We have a bonfire pit, too. You got to see the new bonfire pit, by the way.
I'll be there.
Yeah,
we'll make it over eventually.
Okay, for a minute I want to go to Howard. Howard is, in my opinion, a hero, an amazing guy, because a lot of stuff it's hard to live through. But, you know, when you have no other choice but to make it because you have kids, okay, you know, you do what you do. Howard had two organs transplanted. Two. And I wanted to talk to him about that because... What you don't know, by the way, is we knew when you were going into surgery, our family did, from Kimmy, and we were praying really hard at the time that you were going through this. It's actually, you know, this really happened. And I really didn't think about it till today that we did that, because I remember doing it when she posted. And she was pretty distraught. But first of all, I want to talk about, how did you find out that you needed the transplants first?
Well, when you're a diabetic, you have to go through tests for A1C.
Okay.
They get a urine sample, and they get a blood sample. Well, the urine sample is basically for them to find out how well your kidneys are working.
Okay.
And my kidneys weren't working that well, and they degenerated really fast. And you know, I had a couple of people on friends that I knew and grew up with that had already passed because they were on dialysis that didn't get their transplants fast enough. And I was lucky enough to go to a hospital, a UC which is over at University of Cincinnati Hospital, and I was seeing the neurologist there. And he says, you know, he says, we put you down for two organs. You get moved up the list faster. And I said, well, what would I get? He goes, well, we'll get you a pancreas. You wouldn't be a diabetic anymore. So I decided I would go ahead and do that. And that started in October. And on February 14th, I got my transplants, which was really shocking and amazing because most people wait years to go through it. I went through the home dialysis where they put a tube in your belly. And a lot of people don't realize it, but your stomach is just really one big open cavity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you flush out your system, and you actually clean yourself better than if you're going to dialysis three times a week.
Okay.
And I couldn't see myself going to the hospital or a dialysis clinic, you know, three times a week and sitting there. I figured, you know, because the way they explain it, you get this, they'll provide a machine. You put your bag on an hour before it, it warms it up, and you put a tube, hook up to the tube that they put in your stomach, and it pumps it in and out of you. So when you wake up in the morning, you're already done, and you didn't have to, you know, give up any part of your day or anything. And it was quite really simple for me, I thought.
Okay, well, I have a question, because I'm type 2 diabetic. I'm beating it because I've lost a lot of weight, and I've been exercising more. It's kind of a funny story because, Kimmy, I know you're type 1. And you were type 1, but now you're not diabetic at all.
Right.
And there is something that needs to be done in this day and age. They need to do training when they tell you you have diabetic, you know, when you're diabetic stuff, what to do, what you can really eat. They say they do. I met the lady that came in, and that you really have to learn it on your own. A lot of people don't know there's, you know, a lot of sugar-free stuff at Walmart, and it's not in the section that you would think it is. It's in the candy section, or it's in, you know, the spaghetti section. You just got to read the labels. Funny story, for how I found out I had it, I went in for a head cold, and the doctor came in and said, we need to wait till the lab comes back. Your blood sugar, our meter goes to 700, and you're off of our scales. And I said, well, what is it? When it came in, they said, you're at 875. We're calling an ambulance for you. And I was fine. I felt fine, everything. And, you know, I didn't know I had any problems. And I looked at the guy. I said, no. I said, I'm going to go home. I'm going to take a shower, and I'll go down to the hospital. And my son dropped me off. And he went, no, you're not. We're calling an ambulance. And I said, no, I'm not. I said, I'm going to go home and take a shower. And I ate something because I knew they were going to feed me forever. But Kimmy, I know you had 770, and you were blue, and you crawled in.
I was 99 pounds by the time I got to the hospital. I lost so much water weight. Like, I went through the complete ketoacidosis, which basically all your organs are shutting down from just complete failure, because ketoacidosis is just like acid in the bloodstream shutting down all your organs, and was so painful. And I gave childbirth, and that was the most painful experience ever.
Yeah, you guys hear me talk about the kids and the grandkids and the beach grandkids. My big beach grandkid is Echo, her son, and he's real cute. He calls me Grandpa, and he calls him Grandpa because that's really Grandpa. But it's just really, he's a cute kid. Kimmy, with your type 1, I mean, what's the real difference, would you say, between type 1 and type 2? A lot of people don't know.
Type 2 is reversible. It's more, your pancreas is still making insulin, but your body is just not using it the correct way. That's why you take the man-made insulin, hoping your body will use it. For type 1s, our pancreas is no longer producing insulin. Your pancreas isn't completely dead. It does another job. I'm not really sure what that is. Doctors do not really describe diabetes too well to you.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of, I mean, I should research it more, but I take my sugar, and now I don't even take it every day anymore because I've got it pretty steady just to what I'm doing, and I'm not really on any medication anymore. But it's really just the exercise and you know, watching what I eat, doing it. But and then I want to talk real quick. You do parties and things like that. If they wanted to get a hold of you to do, you know, like a party for a group or get an intimate gift, how could they reach you?
Well, I do ladies' nights in, and I do sell more intimate products for couples. The best way to reach me is romance by Kimmy at @gmail.com, and that is Kimmy with an I-E, not a Y.
Yeah. It's like one of my kids, guys.
Imagine how he feels.
Everybody's blushing right now. Exactly. Get on the podcast and check it out. You got two dads blushing.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about – we're going to bring another contractor into the mix here, guys.
Yeah.
Because, again, as I said before, a licensed contractor is huge. In Florida, the fake roofing contractors that are out there, the people that say their license is huge. They will knock on their door. They'll lie to you. They'll put fake numbers on the side of their truck.
Right.
So how would you know, being a roofer, how could they know for sure that you're a licensed contractor? They can call the contractors board, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Before I go into that, I just wanted to say that, yeah, I have ladies' nights in as well. Just not so sure I want to put my name. No, I'm joking. So, fake contractors, I can't really call them fake contractors. More, unlicensed.
Right.
You know, you're not talking about guys that may not know what they're doing, but they are unlicensed, which means it brings the homeowner into jeopardy. So if there's any issues on, or the liability, situation, that's what it's going to come down to.
Right.
Best way to go about it is, make sure you do a little bit of research. Every website, every roofing company's website should have a license number on it, whether it's a county license or a state license. They should be licensed. If they're not, you're really just making a poor choice.
Yeah. Okay. Now another question, because you do roofing. What if you just have like one soft spot, like in you get a leak every now and then if it really storms bad. Do you have to replace the whole roof, or can a section be done at a time?
That's another great question, because a lot of people think the exact opposite of what it is. Situation like that, depending on the actual condition of the roof itself, you can fix that area right there. Say it's a little soft spot, you just take out an area that's larger than the spot itself to make sure that you cover that, make sure you replace any damaged wood, and then install the underlayment shingles or tile or metal back to the same area, and you should be good.
Now, can they get a hold of your company to do that they don't have to climb on the roof? Because a lot of people are too old to do that here.
Well, you've got that right, and there's a lot of guys out there that don't think they're too old, but they still want to get up there.
I'm too old.
And those people, I suggest, give us a call. Let a licensed person, let somebody that knows what they're doing climb on your roof. There's no reason to hop up there if you're not.
Do you charge for estimates or anything like that?
No, we provide free estimates on everything. The only thing that we really look into when it comes to charging for us to come out is like a complete inspection inside, out, to provide for, real estate agents, or if you're buying or selling a home.
Okay, now, I climbed a lot of attics in my day.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well.
So have I. Yeah. It's not fun.
So when they do an inspection, is that something that they do, is they go in the attic and they check out with what they can? Because there's some spots you can't.
Well, the first thing that I like to do is, going back to the point that you made about a small, leaking area, soft spot, what have you. The first thing you want to do is maybe identify where it's coming in, and to find that, you have to get up in the attic. So okay. Anytime you're trying to look for water penetration, or you're trying to sell or buy a home, you definitely want someone in your attic to make sure that there's no water penetrating anywhere on that roof.
Okay. What is the information that you can give? And guys, get a pen. If you have a roof problem, get a pen and write down the information. What is your information for your company? Phone numbers, websites?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a project manager. My name is Brad Bland. I'm a project manager with Suncoast Roofing. You can actually reach out and call me direct, 813-449-2344. If I don't answer right away, that means I've probably on a roof, fell off a roof, or getting on a roof. So leave me a voicemail, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Okay, cool. Now, we have another guy who works on roofs, like I said before, where they put the solar panels on. Now, does that, if you were going to have that done, and I don't know if you ever had to repair when a solar company comes out, or is it pretty simple that the two mix that doesn't cause problems?
The one thing I like about that instance that you're bringing forward is the ability to work with some of the solar companies that I have. We work in very good conjunction with each other. We communicate very well. One of the big concerns that solar companies run into when they get to a home is, hey, I want to put this great solar system on my home, but my roof's 15 years old. Well, a lot of solar companies worth their salt aren't going to install anything on it unless you get a new roof. So, that relationship with a solar company and a roofing company is imperative.
Yeah, I kind of thought so. I mean, because I'd be wondering, could it, you know, could it hold the weight of the solar panels and stuff?
And another good thing to keep in mind, if you are looking to replace your roof already, it might be the best time for you to go ahead and think about going solar. Because if your roof needs to be repaired in order to hold the solar equipment on your roof, then the entire project falls under that tax credit we spoke about briefly, and you can get up to 30% back on the entire project, your roof and the solar installation.
That makes a lot of sense.
So if you are in that, you know, in between area, like I think I might need a new roof and I'm thinking about possibly going solar, doing them at the same time could be the best time for you to save the most amount of money and have the greatest return on your investment.
Now, I want to, and that's awesome subject, and like I said, getting a roof done, I mean, it scares the tar out of me at times. I mean, okay, just the thought of all of the process and everything. You know, a lot of people think, oh, they're going to leave my yard a mess and this and that. And, you know, when you hire good people, they don't do that. I mean, none of us would leave a mess.
Absolutely
none of us.
Not.
You know, we're just guys. There's a lot of people, you know, like in the alarm industry, there's a lot of guys who are installers. They're out there, okay? It's not a lot of techs. There's not a lot of quality contractors who give a care of how it happens. There's not a lot of sales guys who will call you back, and we've talked about you and that before, yeah, and my company and your company. I'm sure you're the same kind of guy, because if your friend's John, you know, your friend's me. It's just the way it goes. Yeah. I know what kind of guy you are by John. If you're friends with John, I know what kind of guy.
Oh, you think I know this guy? Is
that where you? Oh, I met you in the parking lot, right?
Oh, right?
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. No, but no, like I said, these are companies. We're not going to bring companies on the air and talk about companies who are not quality, top of the line, the ones you want to do the work. That's not what this show is about. This show is about quality. It's about positive, and we're trying to improve your lives by giving you directions and guides. And that's what the show is about, you know.
Absolutely.
And we like hanging out together, you know. Unfortunately, I am not doing a barbecue tonight with Christmas. Well, my wallet, my credit card, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. the song that I think they meant to write.
Right.
My credit card's beginning to look a lot. Yeah. Because
it look a lot like debt mess.
Yeah, really.
Every time I swipe.
Yep. Is that really a song? You just make
it up.
Maybe we'll have to write that one.
The sad part about it going into Christmas is you know you're going to do it. You do it. You sit here like we are right now, and you start complaining about it. And the only thing you get to look forward to now is tax season.
Right.
Hoping you get something back.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I had three things that I was counting on before Christmas to hit. And I manage Christmas, and it's going to be a really good Christmas. And my kids got stuff that they wanted and that they're going to love. And they're going to go nuts over because I do it every year because I don't know any better. And they're spoiled rotten. But on the other hand, I was waiting for FEMA to come in. They told me it would be in before Christmas. It wasn't.
Right.
I had tax stuff that I had filed a 1040X, and it's been fighting, and I had fraud on my taxes. Yes, somebody tried to say they were me. I finally getting released on that. And I was talking to my tax guy, and he said, when is it going to be done? And he said, oh, you'll hear something in like 3 weeks. And then I just found out it's going to be like 16 weeks.
Oh, man.
So, you know, those things happen, but we're still going to have a really good Christmas. I'm really excited. I want to see the look on the kids' face, you know.
Right.
I can't tell you because they listen to what they got, but they got some really cool stuff that I want to play with. How about yours? You know, how is Santa going to be?
Santa's going to be amazing this year. My son is being turned into a full-fledged redneck. We've got the hunting equipment all lined up. He's got a Jen, if you're listening, turn off the radio now. we're going to be having an archery area set up in the backyard. He's got a full-on composite junior composite bow come in. We got a 1300 foot per second high-powered BB gun / pellet gun for going small game hunting in the new year. And between that, fishing, and now being a full-fledged outdoorsman, little outdoorsman, man cub, if you will, he's going to have a great Christmas.
I, for my son turned 7, the other day, and I text you, but some, apparently our texts aren't working.
I mean, it's just
because I was going to have you bring your kid.
I wish I would have heard it, man.
But he got the Red Ryder.
BB gun. You're going to shoot your eye out.
And a pair of safety glasses so he doesn't shoot his eye out.
We ain't got to worry about it. There's no icicles in Florida to, you know, fall on him, so he'll be okay.
Yeah, no, I got him the safety glasses too. And it's really funny because I took a bunch of balloons from the birthday, and I you know, those big foam mats that I have at the bottom of the slide and
stuff
in the backyard? I put two big squares that were in the gym, and by the way, the gym is now converted to a guest room. We got a, I got a queen bed and tables in there. It really looks nice.
Oh, good.
But I put the mats up, and then I taped the balloons to the mat. Well, I used horseshoe nails on a couple of them to kind of hold the balloon in place.
Right.
Mat. And he's seven. And if you can't tell me that playing Halo or Call of Duty, and yes, he plays Call of Duty at seven, better than I do, he can shoot balloons and pop them. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he from 30 feet away, we were shooting balloons. Now, I took 20 targets. I had balloons, cans, balls in the yard, everything. And I just looked at my wife and I said, watch this. Boom, boom. Everything I aimed at, every single shot, I got it. Perfect.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And my wife just looked at me and the look on her face is like, I can't even explain to you.
Right.
That's the look.
I don't think I've ever seen you shoot a BB gun. How did you do that?
And hit every single one. I mean,
right.
But, you know, I grew up on a gun club. The only thing that was around was cornfields and a gun club.
Right.
And so I'd go shooting. Now, my buddy, Kristen, he's been on the Dawn show, the photographer guy. I watched him light matches on a fence from 20 feet away where he sat there like this. He's a better shot than I am. That's the guy who hunts coyotes and stuff.
Okay. Now. Yeah.
But that guy can shoot matches and light them.
That's impressive.
From 20, 30 feet away with a BB gun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's dirty.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can say much more about
that. No, not at all. That's impressive.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, you got something less than a quarter an inch big lighting a match from 20 yards away. I mean,
the smallest thing I ever hit from about
25 feet, 30 feet with a pellet gun was an expired shotgun shell sitting on a fence post. And I thought that was, I mean, it was standing up perpendicular, and I hit it with a pellet gun from probably 30, 40 feet, and I thought I was a hero.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Then you got this guy, he's playing matches, so, you know, he's got too much time on his hands. Yeah. Probably what it is.
Chris is really a cool guy, and he's a lot of fun to have as a friend. But I do want to take a couple of seconds just to do what we got to do at the end of the show. I want to thank the Dawn Reese Show and Hollywood Connections. Bert, we missed you tonight. Could have used you here.
Yeah, buddy. Where you at, man?
Again, SecurePro, if you're looking for any low-voltage stuff, home automation, 813-381-3861. If you're looking for barbecue guys and you want to go for a good barbecue, there's Moose and Scooters. We talked about them many times. I want to thank Howard here for coming in and talking about, you know, what he's done. I want to thank Kimmy for coming in. And we want to talk about your company and your company one more time.
Absolutely. I'm going to give a shout out to my dad. He's got his CGC license now. He's Basil Macris. You can give him a call at 863-273-3704 for any of your home remodeling needs, and he can get a hold of me to help you with your backyard living space. And here's Brad Bland.
Once again, Brad Bland, Suncoast Roofing. I just want to thank you for taking the time to let me come in. If you feel free to give me a shout, Brad Blanton, 813-449-2344.
Yeah, I want to have you back because I want to talk more about roofs and stuff. But we're good. Everybody, good night. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And if I can steal 15 seconds, I am also involved heavily with Clearwater Little League. We are looking for sponsors, so you can also give me a call at 727-510-5063.